Hello and welcome back. We are now on day 6 and this morning already you should have taken a few minutes out to rewrite your goal for this 21 days. Don't forget to come up with your 7 action steps that you need to take today to move you in the direction of your new goal. And either last night or this morning, you should have spent 5 minutes in the theatre of your mind starring in your own smash hit blockbuster movie. Now, if I can get you to master what I'm about to cover in the next 20 minutes or so, then I guarantee you that your whole life will change for the better. I guarantee it. Because today is all about the power of attention. Where do you choose to put your attention? You've perhaps heard the saying, where attention goes, energy flows. Where we put our attention and awareness and for how long maps our destiny. It was Napoleon Hill who said that the secret to all success was a single-minded individual with a passion or a purpose. When you look at the way most people operate their minds, they are so easily distracted, they get swallowed up in all these problems, they're sweating the small stuff, and they've no time to really focus their attention on what it is that they want to create. There's not enough attention left over to live their lives. Does that make sense? There's not enough attention left over to succeed. There's not enough attention left over to fulfill their potential because it's trapped in all these other distractions. Most people have attention deficit disorder when it comes to focusing on what they want to create, and they can have attention surplus when it comes to focusing on what they don't want, things that are horrendous in their lives. But to be able to pay attention and really super concentrate your mind is the secret. In fact, the word concentration actually means to join your center with something. And in general, people really lack this capacity. The great philosopher William James once said that focus is everything. If only we had a way to teach it, that would be an education extraordinaire. James also said that rapt and sustained attention produced genius level. It will allow you to do everything better. It's like the magic bullet that shoots life into everything. Andrew Carnegie once said that the man or woman who acquires the ability to take full possession of his or her own mind may take possession of everything else to which he or she is justly entitled. And any great world-class athlete has this natural capacity to concentrate. But the best of the best, they can do it to the greatest degree. Do you remember Bjorn Borg from the 1970s, great tennis star? Well, Borg was famous for his ability to concentrate. He was nicknamed Ice Borg. And Borg would say that it was really very simple. He'd go out onto the tennis court, and no matter what was happening, in other words, if he scored a point and a crowd cheered, he'd ignore them. If he lost a point and the crowd booed, he'd still ignore them. He just kept his eye on the ball. It was like a zen-like state. And he found he would just keep doing that and doing that and doing that, and it would wear down his opponents because they would be more easily distracted. If they won a point, they'd get excited and take their eye off the ball. If they lost a point, they'd get dejected. And again, they'd be distracted and take their eye off the ball. Borg said that that is why he was so successful. You've heard of Donald Trump. Donald Trump, in the 1990s, was $900 million in personal debt. And Trump refused to blame the economy. Trump just said, you know what? I've only got myself to blame. I take full responsibility. I took my eye off the ball. And all I had to do was just refocus my attention. And that's exactly what he did. And he made one of the greatest financial comebacks in history. Arnold Schwarzenegger claims that that too is his secret of success. That once you can super concentrate your mind, then you can achieve anything. Arnold says that the secret to make your mind work for you is to be able to focus on what you want to the exclusion of everything else. He says that it's the mind that always fails first and not the body. The secret is 100% concentration and intensity. And he applied this to his workouts to become the best built bodybuilder on the planet. And Arnold would say that an explosion could go off during a workout and he wouldn't hear it because he'd be so concentrating on the muscle that he was working. His mind would be deep within the muscle, not wandering off thinking about stuff that he has to do later in the day, or problems that he might have at home or at work. He says, I will not let my mind be distracted by what's going on around me. I can shut everything else out except the weight and the exercise I'm doing. And therein lies the secret. Onassis was famous for his capacity to concentrate. It was said of Onassis that when a person was in his presence, they felt like they were the most important person in the world, because he had this incredible ability just to tune in and really listen. Have you any idea, for example, in Gandhi's case, how focused he must have been? Because he had such a vision, and he kept his attention on it and would not be distracted by anything. It was Henry Ford who said that obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off your goal. But what is the research behind the power of concentration and attention? Well, research shows that the key component in making new neural connections and by improving memory is focused attention. When we mentally focus on whatever we're learning, the brain can map the information on which we're focusing. The more attention we give the subject that we're studying, the more brain connections are made. On the other hand, when we're distracted, without that focused concentration, brain connections are not made and memory is not stored. We make no long-lasting synaptic connections. Moreover, the stronger a person's concentration, the stronger the signals that are sent to the associated neurons in the brain, leading to a more pronounced level of firing of neurons. Attention creates heightened stimulation, and it therefore incites new teams of neurons to unite. Personally, I noticed when I developed laser beam type focus, I got this really empowering, secure feeling. I'd noticed that if I really focused and cleared my mind, then ideas, insights just appeared. And I could take a challenge or a problem that needed to be resolved and truly focus on it and begin to see the solution. It's like a zen-like state. According to Forbes magazine, John D. Rockefeller is the richest man who ever lived. But did you know that Rockefeller was famous because he could focus all of his energy, attention, and powers on just one thing for a full 5 minutes without distraction? And he said that that was his secret. John D. would be at a meeting with his directors in the boardroom, and word has it he would just sit at the head of the table, just a few feet from the table. And then a problem would come up, or what seemed like an insurmountable obstacle or challenge. And everyone would be debating backwards and forwards, wondering what is the solution. Suddenly, John D. would just close his eyes and go into this very deep, deep level of attention. And it could last for 3 or 4 or 5, maybe more minutes. And he'd just open his eyes and he'd come out with the perfect answer. And John D. said that that was his secret to success. He would just concentrate on it and concentrate on it and focus on it and turn it around in his mind without any distractions. And then the answer would just appear. And the answer would be absolutely perfect. It would be genius. It would be just one of intelligence. So let's begin training you to develop your powers of concentration. The following exercise is one of my absolute favorites. Here's what you do. I want you to draw a black dot, about a quarter to a half an inch in diameter. Draw it on an A4 sheet of paper and either stick it on the wall in front of you or put it on the floor just down below you. Now, in a few moments, not yet, but in a few moments, I'm going to ask you to sit down comfortably, breathing slowly, and to begin to stare at the dot. And I'm going to ask you to attempt to do this without blinking. Now, after a time, your eyes may begin to water. Simply just close your eyes and start over. And don't worry, this exercise will not harm your eyes. On the contrary, it strengthens the optical nerve. Now, don't do it yet. I know you're enthusiastic, but hang on a second. I'm just going to explain a few more things. I'm going to ask you to start by spending 1 minute, and I'll talk you through it, at a time, doing this exercise. And have several goes at one sitting. When you're happy that you can do 1 minute deeply, jump up to 3 minutes at a time. You will soon discover a noticeable improvement in your powers of concentration, even after the first day. Mastering this anywhere between 1 to 3 minutes will ensure your level of concentration will be extraordinary. And to maximize the effects of the exercise, fill up your mind with one of your favorite auto-suggestion formulas while doing it. Something like moment by moment in every way, and becoming more and more focused. Now, when you do this, the results will speak for themselves. You'll find that you're able to concentrate for longer and better. Problems that appear complex to you now will seem simple. You'll be so much more efficient, easily accomplishing in 1 hour what you normally did in 3. And you'll do things better, more precisely and elegantly. The exercise also sharpens up your memory and enhances your focus, of course. When you're concentrating at this level, you're deeply in the moment, which means that you're sharply aware of the present situation in hand. You'll find that the right answer, the one that always used to come to you too late, will appear more naturally at the right moment. And because of this, you will be better able to seize opportunities instead of letting them slip by. In addition, this exercise also helps develop your sense of intuition. This is especially useful and vitally important in business. Now, some people will claim that they don't have time to practice the exercise, but daily practice is essential. Make it a habit, especially every morning shortly after waking up. It helps you to warm up your mental muscles. The busier you are during the day, the more you'll feel the need to practice this. To a certain extent, it's when you don't have a minute to yourself that it becomes imperative for you to take a few minutes out to learn how to do this and concentrate. Make it a part of your daily routine. The degree of attention you put into any activity will be directly proportionate to the results you get out of it. To practice this exercise, go ahead and move on to the next track now.